fur coat. Tripping over words, no matter what you say. She's so stubborn, she has an opinion. There ain't no other way. Leaving Manitoba, she was running away. Always on the move, can never seem to stay.
Hey, this is Don Amaro, and I would like to request my song, Survivor, on the jukebox. This song is for all of us who are survivors, and if you're here, you're one of them. If you stood up to the dragons or the giants in your life that aim to take you down, you are a warrior, and I sing this song for you.
Yeah. Ogoa. Thank you, Don Amaro. Wonderful song. It's called Survivor. And now for music from a brand new friend. I've followed him a long time, but we never met in person until we were both performing on a stage in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia, for the Jubilee. And he got up just before my group did. He's wonderful. It's John Bryant. And if you check him out on streaming services, you'll hear he's got a really sultry, beautiful sound. This is brand new music from this artist. And I hope you like it. It's called Another Life. Here it is on the jukebox.
We were ghosts in denim jackets, pushing through the wreckage in our way. Jumped in that raging river, fought a tide we couldn't swim against. And though we lost our way, we got afraid of stepping out of our skin. We were born to run, but I've come undone. I gotta let you know, I'm not sad, but it makes me cry when I of us in another life, or hopped in trains for a weekend high, watching dandelions drift under the northern light. Sleeping giant calling out to me, so I keep warming up my shoulders. I don't wanna let this dream get out of reach. I know we lost our way, we got afraid of stepping out of our skin. We were born to run, it's just begun. I gotta let you know, but it makes me cry when I think of us in another life. We were hopped in trains for a weekend high, picking dandelions under future skies.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
Hi, this is Raven Reed, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox. You ready?
Picking us up, all right. Now it's time. Come on, revving that truck up. We were born ready. Step on the gas and keep us steady and drive.
My sister from another mister, two-spirited Canadian Indigenous singer-songwriter who I got to share the stage with at the Junos when we sang a tribute to Robbie Robertson. Thanks to Allison Russell and Ace and Abby for calling the rest of us up. That was so brilliant. Brand new music from Shawnee Kish from Six Nations of the Grand River. That's Ride at Dawn. She was recently in Montreal playing a show there. It looked like a lot of fun. You should definitely follow Shawnee on Instagram. It's a good follow for sure. And now it is time for more music from a Polaris Prize winning artist. In fact, this artist has won it twice and is the only artist to do it. It is the wonderful Jeremy Dutcher. He'll be joining us on the 29th for the wildfire relief for Indigenous communities. And he's got a song coming up. It's the Casey MQ remix of one of his tunes from his 2018 release. Ruben and the Dark are also on the show with Send Me Thunder from Calgary, Alberta. It's the latest single from Ruben in the Dark, and it has been released on their forthcoming album called If You Know Me, You Know My Brother. It's due out in October. An artist by the name of Fernando Noronha is on the show. This is from Brazil, and it's a cover. I love this tune, and I hope you do too. It's Hoochie Coochie Man from the album Ain't No Hiding from the Blues. But before we get there, let's go to the man, or one of the men, who covered it before Fernando. It's the legendary Muddy Waters with Gotcha. Sorry, Got My Mojo Working. I used to cover that and do that all the time. Here it is. I love it. Right here on the jukebox. Muddy Waters. McKinley Morganfield. If you know what I mean.
Just won't wear mother right before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. It's gonna be a son of a gun. Make you all pretty women jump up and shout. Whole world's gonna know what it's all about. And you know I'm here. Cat bone, got a mojo too. Johnny the Cockroach, I'm gonna mess with you. Make you all pretty women, live it by my hand. Whole world's gonna know I'm the hoochie coochie man, y'all, and you know I'm here. On a 7 day, 7 month, 7 doctors said, of a good luck, and that you see, I got $700, don't you mess with me, and you know I'm here. Knows I'm here. Yeah.
Hi, this is Noreen Braun, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
To what do I owe the forest for her favors? And how can I afford the ocean and her love? How will you grieve when you said you'd die for? How can I change before it gets too late? Send me thunder, send me thunder, send me thunder, and I will forgive you.
Witness to a man.
all of our tears hold. All of our tears hold. All of our tears. And the clouds hold. All of our tears hold. All of our tears hold. All of our tears.
Julian Taylor, and thank you so much for listening. If there's something you'd like me to play on the show, just let us know via our socials at Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
This is Bird Note. With their excellent sense of smell, pigs are renowned for sniffing out truffles, a fungus that grows underground and is prized for its taste. But it turns out that some bird species can also find their way to a truffle treat. Researchers working in the Patagonia region of Chile had noticed truffles with little beak-sized bite marks and even watched a bird eat a truffle. The researchers examined the droppings of two common birds, the chicao tapaculo and the black-throated wet-wet. They found truffle DNA in many of the samples, suggesting that truffles are a staple of the bird's diet. The findings suggest that birds, not just mammals, often eat truffles. Some of the fungi species eaten by the Patagonian birds look like berries that grow locally, which might help birds see them better. After all, the truffles benefit from birds eating them. The birds spread the fungal spores in their droppings, helping the fungi reach new areas. Birds haven't yet won a reputation as prized truffle hunters. But maybe someday. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. Bird Note is grateful to all listeners who provide financial support for this show. You can join them at birdnote.org.
It's back to school season. If you have unused tech in your home or office, consider donating it to BC Technology for Learning Society so schools, nonprofit organizations, and low-income individuals can have better access to technology. Donating is safe, easy, and helps people in your community. If you want to donate,